والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
After Allah mentioned the reward of the followers of Satan, he mentioned the reward of the followers of the messengers in the following verse. I will enter those who have faith in me and do good actions that bring them close to me into gardens with palaces overlooking flowing streams where they will live eternally. This is a promise from Allah who is true in His promise. No one is more true than Him in His statements and promises.
ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
The issue of salvation and success, O Muslims, is not dependent on mere hopes and desires, nor in what the people of the scripture hope and wish for. Rather, it is based on action. Whoever from amongst you does an evil action will be rewarded for it on the day of judgment. They will not find any friend to bring any benefit to them, nor any helper to protect them from harm.
وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا.
Any person, whether male or female, who does good actions and has true faith in Allah will enter paradise, because they combine faith with practice. The reward of their actions will not be reduced in the least, not even to the extent of a speck on a date stone.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا.
No one is better in religion than the one who surrenders to Allah outwardly and inwardly, does good actions and follows the religion of Abraham, which forms the basis of the religion of Muhammad, peace be upon him, inclining away from idolatry and disbelief to monotheism and faith. Allah chose His prophet Abraham as a close friend from amongst all of His creation.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا.
The dominion of everything in the heavens and the earth is Allah's alone. Allah, with His knowledge, power and planning, surrounds everything in His creation.
وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنَّ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنَّ وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَى النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا.
They ask you, O Messenger, about the rights and duties of women. Say, Allah will clarify for you what you have asked and what is recited in the Quran with respect to orphan girls in your care, to whom you do not give the dowry and the inheritance that Allah has ordained for them, and whom you do not wish to marry, yet you prevent them from getting married because of your greed for their wealth. He also explains to you that your duty with respect to minor children, who are helpless, is to give them their due right of inheritance and not to wrong them by seizing their wealth. He explains to you the duty of being fair to orphans and looking after their best interests in this world and the afterlife. Allah knows of any good you do towards orphans and others and will reward you for it. Beneficial points. The reward that is with Allah cannot be achieved by simple hopes and claims. Instead, a person must have faith and do good actions. Rewards and recompense are linked to the action. If a person does evil, he will be requited for it. However, if a person does good, he will be given something better as a reward. The test for the acceptance of actions with Allah is sincerity and following the sacred law. Islam has given great importance to the rights of weak groups, such as women and minors. It has prohibited infringing on such rights and made it a duty to give consideration to the interests of such individuals in the light of the laws it has set down.
وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحَّ وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
If a woman fears that her husband will ignore her and lose interest in her, there is no sin in them reaching a compromise where the woman gives up some of the rights due to her, such as maintenance and accommodation. In such a case, reconciliation is better than divorce. Souls have been naturally created with greed and miserliness, and will not be keen to give up any right. The couple should, therefore, deal with this characteristic by training the soul to be forgiven and generous. If you do good in your affairs and are mindful of Allah, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, then Allah knows what you do, nothing is hidden from Him, and He will reward you accordingly.
وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
You, husbands, will not be able to be completely fair to your wives with respect to your affection, even if you try to do so. This is due to circumstances and factors beyond your control. So do not incline fully away from the one you do not love and leave her like a woman suspended, who does not have a husband to fulfill her right, and nor is she unmarried so that she may seek to marry another. If you set things right between yourselves, by giving the wife her due right and being mindful of Allah in that regard, then Allah will be forgiving and merciful towards you.
وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا.
If a couple separate by divorce issued by the man, or khula, initiated by the woman, then Allah will make each one of them rich through His vast bounty. He will enrich the man with a wife that is more suitable for him, and He will enrich the woman with a husband that is more suitable for her. Allah's bounty and mercy is vast. He is wise in His planning and decree.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا.
The dominion of everything in the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, is Allah's alone. He had instructed the people of the scripture, the Jews and Christians, and has instructed you, O believers, to fulfill Allah's orders and avoid His prohibitions. If you reject this instruction, you only harm yourselves, because Allah is in no need of your obedience, as everything in the heavens and earth is His. He is in no need of any of His creation. He is the One who is praised for all His attributes and actions.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
The dominion of everything in the heavens and the earth is Allah's alone, and He alone deserves to be obeyed. Allah is sufficient as one who takes care of all the affairs of His creation.
إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا.
If He wills, He can destroy you, O people, and bring others besides you who will obey Him and not go against Him. Allah has full power to do that.
مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
Whoever from amongst you, O people, intends to only gain the reward of this world by their actions, they should know that with Allah is the reward of this world and the afterlife, and they should seek the reward of them both from Him. Allah hears your statements and knows your actions, and He will reward you for them. Beneficial points. It is recommended that reconciliation be reached between a married couple who are in dispute. This should be done by giving up some rights in order to maintain the marriage bond. Allah has ordered the husband with more than one wife to be fair between his wives, especially in material things which are within the husband's control. However, the sacred law overlooks those non-material things in which fairness is not possible, such as love and inclination. There is no harm if a couple separates when it is no longer possible to live together. A comprehensive piece of advice to humankind, every single one of them, is to be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions.